Turrent.
Another hour and a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind is underway. Hi, folks. What's on your mind? Call us 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. I just had a little voice back in my head.
Little birdie reminded
me of that call last week and said, you say the numbers too fast. right in the middle of that. I was thinking I better slow that down. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And if you'd like to leave
this hour.
Go ahead, Scott.
You can tell them that other number.
If you'd like to leave a call off air, we'll get to it. 855-200-1776. And just press number 1, which we do have an off-air call, but I'll let you finish up first.
855-200-1776. Did we say that slow enough?
Slowly.
1776.
Press 1.
Anyway, with Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Spent a little time last hour talking about the news of NDSU losing its coach to the University of Wyoming, gauging your reaction to that. Here's something I think is going to be the next big story on that. How many of the assistant coaches will follow Craig Bohl to Wyoming? Mike Varell is a beat writer for the Wyoming Cowboys, one of the newspapers out there. And he's quoted last night after chatting with Coach Bohl at the press conference in Laramie announcing this change on the new coaching staff as saying, quote, this is a quote by Coach Bohl, I think you're going to see the lion's share of our staff at North Dakota State come here. So not only will Coach Bohl be departing, he's predicting the lion's share of his staff, of his assistants, following him as well. There are reports that one of the negotiating items for Coach Bohl was a bigger pot of money for the assistant coaches. So like the payday increase he'll get, likely that he would have the ability to offer his assistants a nice little pay hike as well.
Scott, my question is, though, out of all the assistants, and quite often the lion's share of them do follow a successful coach to a new program, but out of all the assistants, is there one coach that's ready to step up to that next level, that's ready to take on the reins at NDSU, somebody already in the fold? Who is going to be the next coach of the Bison? Who would you like to see be the next coach of the Bison? Is there an assistant that you think is ready to step into those big shoes? I mean, they are big shoes to fill. Are there any of those assistant coaches that are ready for that role? Or are they going to have to look outside the program?
And that's why Gene Taylor, the athletic director in NDSU, is obviously saying he wants to make a decision on who the next coach will be sooner rather than later, even talking that if they do get to the championship game, it's possible they'd have a coach in place before that game. And, you know, at least two of the Bison's assistants are being named as top prospects. Gene Taylor said over the weekend that he would be crazy not to seriously consider them as well. So a couple of those coaches probably going to have the option. Hey, do I want to throw my hat in here or do I want to go there? Now, of all the criticism that has been leveled at Coach Bohl, which I think is grossly unfair and rather childish and selfish of the Bison fans, we've been talking about the reaction on social media over the weekend, I think this one comment to the Wyoming sports writer might be the only one worthy of some criticism directed at the coach, to be hinting that the lion's share of the staff is going to be coming to NDSU prior to the season ending. In other words, that can wait, right? That announcement can wait, and you know, that probably should have waited until after the season to be able to speculate something of that regard. So I think actually, of all the criticism, most of it unfair, maybe that would be warranted there. Anyway, you tell us whether you agree or disagree. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And as you mentioned here, somebody that wanted to win.
As far as Coach Bull, I just want to say I appreciate that he came to the Bison and did what he did and got as far as he did, and I'm sure he'll do something similar with Wyoming, but, you know, life goes on. Good luck to Coach Bull. Thanks.
You know, there's a lot of...
Exactly right.
Exactly right. And the people that were weighing in on social media, I cannot say are true Bison fans, because a true fan would be appreciative of what they've received through the coach's efforts. Usually there's a couple different categories coaches fall into. Those that are good at recruiting and building a program, those that are good at maintaining a program, and those that are good at taking that program to the next level and ringing up those championships. Craig Bull has demonstrated that he has all three of those abilities. He built a program from scratch, which that is no small task. He maintained that program and has delivered national championships in a very short period of time. How can you not be appreciative of that? And, you know, I'll go back to what I said last hour. I'm surprised he did not have a bigger offer from a bigger university than, not to downplay Wyoming, but I'm surprised that there were not bigger offers sitting on the table for him.
Well, what job, though? I mean, of the jobs open, I think he landed one that probably, given the fact that he has some ties to Wyoming, he was recruited there, vacations there, and obviously Nebraska's not too far away. So as somebody earlier said, you know, who says this has to be the end of his coaching career? I mean, maybe he goes down there, got a 5-year contract, turns this program around, and then a Nebraska job opens up.
Well, we know those coaches' contracts don't mean a hill of beans. If another offer comes up, the coach is gone.
Right. Well, he was under contract at NDSU, and again, he should. But anyway, maybe folks aren't as revved up about this as we thought they were. It was maybe it's old news by now. See, everything happened so quick. Saturday night, hey, it's over now. Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're in Minot, here's another topic, another question. I'm curious how you're going to vote on that $125 million school vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day, Steve. Circled on the calendar for Minot residents. So, how will you vote? Minot? What's the plan?
I will say kudos to Minot for doing this right, just like I did give credit to the Bismarck Public School District when they had their bond issue come up. These are school districts that are strapped for growth and space. But I look back at other school districts, and I'm going to point my finger at Fargo when they expanded with Davies High School. That didn't go to the people. They didn't ask. They just did it. They went forward and did it. Going back to the people and asking for a bond issue, to me, is much different and a much better path. I can support that. At least I can support the transparency of that. But how do you not vote for a bond issue to support the schools in Minot, a city, because of the oil patch and a lot of other things with the flooding issues? They're burgeoning. I mean, they're busting at the seams. And I'd like to know what people think about this. We've had a few people weigh in that are against it. I'd like to know how people are thinking this morning at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Is it going to get the people out to the polls? You know, school bond issues don't historically have a big turnout when it comes to elections, but I want to see the number of people. That's the part I'm curious about. Are you going to show up in Minot and vote one way or the other, but are you going to show up and vote because you're concerned about your property tax, or you're concerned about the growth of the schools? School bond issues, school votes don't usually garner big turnouts, but I'm kind of curious, and I think that there may be a big turnout for this, Scott.
Should be interesting to see what happens there, and if you own a $200,000 home, you're talking about a $460 per year increase on your property taxes.
That's a big hit.
To fund it. So, and obviously they're making the case that those have come down because of the property tax relief that was passed by the legislature. So, you know, it's not going to go up by more than you've already been reduced, but, there's no slam dunk. This has been an interesting one to watch. So love to have you weigh in on that. Emailer says, I'm betting ESPN is booking game day in Laramie, Wyoming already. Fargo is history. How many recruits won't give NDSU and Fargo a second look now that Bull's going? Now, can you tell me where a university in a town of around 30,000 folks is going to come up with that kind of money to pay Bowl? Well, the guy they just let go was getting $1.2 million, so it's obviously in their budget. You know, start talking at that level of play, and their budgets are, they are what they are. So as far as ESPN and recruits not giving Fargo a second look, I think that's putting it too much on the shoulders of a coach. I mean, I think the program is the reason that the success of the program is the reason the recruits look at it. The success of the program is the reason ESPN would look at it. You know, the program is the attention. Obviously, after 11 years, it'll be difficult to fill those shoes. But you know what? There's somebody out there could have said the same thing about when Craig Bowl came in there. So I think that's a little too negative. Your chance to weigh in, 701-258-0550 on these or any topics. Straight ahead as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Slow down, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to leave an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just get to number one. And let's go to the phone, CC in Detroit Lakes. What's on your mind today?
Hey, yeah, I'm just answering you guys' question about why Wyoming can pay so much money, right? You guys talking about that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, what they have one university there. NDSU has 13 other anchors around their neck in this state alone. I mean, you think the state has to give money to Mayville, Valley City, UND, and everybody else. NDSU doesn't get that, you know, Wyoming gets all that pie just for themselves, right?
Absolutely.
You hear that? Yeah. So that answers that question. You know, what I get a kick out of is, you know, NDSU has the opportunity to be FBS is here. It's those other, it's the legislature and the 13 other universities that are going to hold this back. I mean, Fargo and its fan base and its program has shown that it's ready. I mean, look at the exposure this team has given the state of North Dakota in the last 3 years. I think it's time for you guys to give back a little bit, especially, you know, yourself and Rob Port and some of those naysayers out there. What do you think?
Hey, I'm a Sioux fan, but I am very, very proud of what NDSU football has done. They have been, you know, it warms my heart when I watch them play for a national championship. And I'm not rooting against them, even though I'm a Fighting Sioux fan, tried and true. But I am proud of what they have done on a national stage for North Dakota.
Well, I mean, game day they're going to be on ESPN at 11 o'clock this Saturday on ESPN showcasing this town on this state. I mean, I'm just saying it's a shame that, and I have no problem with UND and anybody else. I mean, this isn't 1993 where we hate each other. I just think you know, there's got to be a way to let NDSU grow without holding them down. I don't know. What do you think?
You're saying time to make a move up to the next level is what you're saying.
Yeah,
CC.
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
And I've heard others, you know, say now's the time. You lose a coach like Bull, you know, with a $1 million payday, you know, hike. Maybe it's time to think about it. Let's see if others agree with you. Appreciate the call, Jay. And by the way, I couldn't agree anymore with the amount of exposure that's been given. I mean, folks say, how in the world can it be that the coaches are the highest paid state employees? Well, you know. You need to look at the residual of what they get back for that kind of investment, and it is pretty extraordinary in a reputation for the state, the school, and everything else. Jay in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I was just listening to your conversation, and it strikes me that for people that are critical of Coach Bull, people need to grow up a little bit. The guy's been extremely successful at North Dakota State. He's a competitive person. And it's logical that he would want to step up to the next level. People should not be surprised that he's moving on. And you can't assume you're going to have a coach forever once he's had success here. These guys, they're competitive. They want to see what they can do at another level. So get over it, hire another qualified individual, and reload.
Yeah, and Jay, I think the timing has been more the issue than necessarily the fact that he would leave at all, right? There's been some looking down the nose at Wyoming, but like as Gene Taylor said, is there ever a good time, right?
No, there's not a good time, and this is the time of year coaches make these changes. I mean, didn't Boise State just lose their coach? You know, this is when it happens, and North Dakota State will survive. They have a history of success. They're going to be just fine.
Jay, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind, radio.com. You know, the thing that I really got a little tweaked over with the social media was people were complaining about the timing. It's, no, NDSU season is not done. Wyoming season was done. They need to move on, and they need to move on now. So this is the time of the year when a lot of those start popping as far as those coaching vacancies. You know, Scott, I want to go back to your comment briefly on the program and the success of the program. You look at the coaches, look at the very successful programs in this country on any level of football or hockey or basketball, and it's the program. It's not necessarily the coach. The best example of that, take a look at an Alabama. You know, It's not the coach. It's the program. And that is what the difference is. And I think NDSU's program is solid enough and stable enough to move on from this. Gordy in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was a little upset over the weekend when I thought that he was going to be leaving now without finishing out the season. But once I found out that he actually is finishing out the season, you can't be upset with the guy. I mean, we could have doubled his salary at North Dakota State, and it still would have been a half of what he's getting now. And the thing is, what kind of griping and carping would the rest of the state done if they would have doubled his salary? Because he already was the highest paid person on the state payroll in the state of North Dakota. So, you know, you've heard way more people griping about what was going on if they'd have doubled his salary, and he still would have been $500,000 short of what he's getting now, you know. So you can't blame
the guy. I think, Gordy, what you're talking about is sort of that everybody just assumed he was leaving right away, and I guess, therein lies that sort of downside to social media, that, you know, there are all kind of rumors and innuendo and speculation, and I guess it was a possibility that he would have left right away, but he sort of left that up to Gene Taylor, and it looks like Gene Taylor took it to the players, and they voted to keep him, you know. How about the assistants going with him? And his comment that he believes the lion's share will be with him, and I understand now that two of his top assistants were with him yesterday in Wyoming. Two that incidentally are being considered for the head coaching position here as well. So there's a tug of war now going for the assistants. Does that surprise you, Gordy?
It doesn't, because even a head coach here, if he's not even a bold caliber, so he's not going to make $300,000-$400,000 a year. They can go to Wyoming and be an assistant and make $500,000 a year. You know, so I don't blame any of those guys if they go along with them. You know,
Gordy,
oh, absolutely not. Yeah, that was one of the biggest things too. When you get up to that next level, and every time you move up a level, it's the scholarships increase. You have more tools to work with, and some of those tools are financial. And those financial that trickle down that plays into the assistant coaches. You know, he's got a bigger pool of money to work for his assistants now. You know. They move up as a staff quite often, and I'm not going to fault anybody for that.
Interesting discussion, for sure. And it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks to watch all this play out as the Bison continue on their role. And as an earlier caller said, 11 a.m. on the main ESPN channel on Saturday for the next round of the playoffs for the Bison. Talking about guns when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop in and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley, where look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An idea for you today if you really want a great deal. You're cruising out and about, pull into a Petroserve USA location and get yourself a 4-for-4 deal today. This would be a great way for a little lunch or dinner. When I say 4-for-4, the four items I'm talking about for $4 are a fresh baked single topping hot stuffed pizza. That'll warm you up nice. Two delicious cookies and a 20-ounce fountain drink. All that for $4. And guess what? That's not like the Monday special. That's not the Tuesday special. That's the all-day, everyday special at a Petroserve USA location near you. 21 locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota to serve you. And by the way, you also can register for the $10,000 cash giveaway. Two more lucky folks will win gift cards this weekend in the Petroserve USA Bison Football pregame show. So good reason to get registered there and be a lucky winner. When you fill up, you're going to save. They have E15 now at Petroserve USA branded stores. That'll save you another 20 cents a gallon off the price. It's already nudging under $3 now. So great way to go there. Petroserve USA helping America fuel better. 4-for-4 every day. 20 cents a gallon savings at with E15 filling up and get registered to win some cash with the Bison and Petroserve USA. Can't go wrong there at all.
And they do have hot beverages today, too.
It's a cold day.
A little chilly out there.
We're a hearty lot. We can handle it.
Our next guest, Dr. John Lott. He is the author of The More Guns, Less Crime and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. There's a plastic gun ban out there, which is set to expire this week. Also on whether or not the federal government should be able to ban undetectable firearms. This is kind of a slippery slope. Welcome to the program, Dr. Lott. What's your take on whether or not this plastic gun ban should be allowed to expire?
All right. Thanks very much for having me on. Well, I guess I don't really think it makes that big of a difference right now. I suppose one can have it in place just because there might possibly be something that develops in the future. This law was originally passed in the 1980s. The New York Times and some other places at the time were fairly hysterical about Glocks. You may remember, I don't know, that with the polymer frame on the Glocks, the New York Times started describing them as a plastic gun, even though a large portion of the gun is still metal, the barrel and the firing pin and some other parts of the gun, some of the moving mechanisms were made out of metal. There's no way you're going to be able to get a Glock through a metal detector, but the term plastic guns kind of caught on with at least a lot of the media and gun control advocates. In fact, the irony of the law is that it was specifically designed not to really change anything because you had to have at least 3 ounces of metal in your gun. And at the time, the least amount of metal in any gun that was being made was about 6 ounces. And so it wasn't even designed to do anything. Now, since then, and it's been renewed a couple times since then. This is going to be the third renewal. But tonight, if it's not renewed today, which seems extremely unlikely, it's going to sunset. And since earlier this year, when the plastic guns, the 3D printing of plastic guns got attention, this has kind of taken on new emphasis. One thing that people don't understand when they hear about these plastic guns is there's a reason why you have metal in the barrel of a gun, and that is when the bullet explodes, you have a lot of shearing force, and metal is really the only thing that you can depend on in order not to blow up in your face. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms put 8 of these plastic guns together just to test them. In one case, they were able to fire 8 bullets before they had what's called catastrophic failure, which basically means the gun literally just exploded with shrapnel going all over the place. In 5 of the cases, the gun, when it was fired, exploded on the first shot that was fired. So you could go and argue that the person firing the gun is putting themselves at more danger on average than they're putting in danger somebody that they'd be shooting at. But, you know, there could be changes in the future that could make plastic guns more reliable. I think the big thing with the 3D printers, though, is they allow you to make metal guns. And I think what that really implies is the end of gun control, because you can ban machine guns. You can go and ban semi-automatic guns like an AR-15 or a regular hunting rifle, or you can ban handguns. But if you have a metal printer, you can make a gun that functions and looks identical to one that you buy from a manufacturer. And it just makes it impossible for people to ban guns, let alone things like magazine sizes. I mean, anybody with a simple toolkit can go and make a magazine of almost any size, because a magazine is just a box with a spring in it. Well, if you have a 3D plastic printer, because they don't, unlike the barrel of a gun, which has to survive this explosion, magazines just hold the bullets. With 3D printer, it's going to be trivial for people to make those things. And the ability for government, printers are going to be ubiquitous. The prices are falling dramatically. And the notion that they're going to be able to be controlled, or you can control what's going to be printed on them, just isn't serious.
We're talking with Dr. John Lott, author of The More Guns, Less Crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You know, you bring up the 3D guns. If anybody has any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Previously, this ban, as you said, was a moot point. With the invention of the 3D and the plastic guns, is there more onus on this? Is it actually a legitimate ban that should be considered now, or is it still a moot point?
I think for right now, it's pretty much a moot point. I'm not saying that there couldn't be some developments that could occur in the near future, even some polymer that somebody, some scientist comes up with that are going to be more reliable. Right now, I mean, if you fire a bullet and the barrel explodes, the bullet's not going to go anyplace. And all you're going to get is shrapnel flying all over the place that, you know, hurting the person that fired the gun. And that's more likely than not the case. So, but the thing is also, even if you have a ban, it's not really practical in the sense that how are you going to stop somebody who wants to go and make one of these guns from getting a hold of a printer? I mean, right now you can get a plastic printer for $1,000 or even less in some cases. There's been some talk by some politicians, Schumer and others, about making people register their printers. What are you going to do? You're going to stop a criminal from stealing a printer and using it? And the software is basically impossible to stop people from getting a hold of. When the plastic guns, the 3D printed guns, came out earlier this spring that you're referring to in May, within 2 days, the software design was downloaded over 200,000 times. And even though it was quickly removed from the server there, within 2 weeks it popped up on over 4,000 other servers around the world and, you know, in other countries. So the federal government, you know, even if we were able to quickly stop people from disseminating the software here in the United States, it's just something you can't control. And the people who aren't going to obey these laws are going to be the guys who want to go and try to do something bad with the guns.
Bottom line is, you know, you have a goal of keeping guns out of the hands of bad guys, and that is
right.
Just more and more difficult, and every law makes it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. So, you know, what's the better approach here, John?
I couldn't have said the trade-off better myself. Look, I mean, everybody wants to try to keep criminals from getting guns, but as you say, you have to ask yourself who's most likely to obey these laws. We've tried this type of rule in places like Washington, D.C. or Chicago, where we've just banned guns. And what we've ended up seeing in those cases were big increases in murder rates and violent crime, because the only people that we disarmed were the law-abiding citizens who were willing to obey the laws. Look, if we get to the point where 3D printers allow you to make guns relatively inexpensively, and we ban them, the only people that are going to be using them to make guns cheaply are going to be the criminals. And if you just make it so that criminals have access to relatively cheap guns rather than law-abiding citizens, I think it has the exact type of approach that you're talking about there. I just don't see how with printers, I mean, the printers are going to be every place. They're already fairly common. And I just don't see how you stop criminals from getting access to them or even stealing them. I mean, what are you going to do if criminals decide that they're going to steal a printer?
So really your argument here is that, you know, the 3D guns and the printer and even, you know, the ease of plastic guns now means that law-abiding citizens ought to have easier access to protect themselves. Not harder access. How do we use your research to make that case?
Well, my research, I mean, I've looked at places, for example, where guns are banned. I can't find one single place around the world that we've banned guns where murder rates or violent crime rates have gone down. People can go to crimeresearch.org and look at the data that I have there, and I have links to where the original data is from. And it's just amazing, but every single place, not just in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, I mean, I think most Americans know what happened to murder and violent crime when guns were banned there. But it's true around the world, even in island nations. I mean, the response that gun control advocates will make when you say, well, look what happened to murder and violent crime in D.C. and Chicago. And I say, well, that's not a fair experiment, because unless you ban guns every place in the country, you can't really expect a ban to work in those places, and people can get guns from the rest of Illinois, or they can get it from Washington, Virginia. That doesn't really explain, that may explain why murder didn't fall by as much as they predicted, but it doesn't explain why you saw huge increases in murder rates. But you can look at other places around the world, whole nations that have banned guns, you've seen increases, even island nations, which have what you would think, given their logic, should be the most ideal test cases for them, where there's easily defendable borders, no neighbor to go and blame. But yet, whether it be the handgun ban in the UK in 97 or the gun bans in places like Jamaica or Ireland, you've seen huge increases. In the UK, murder rates increased by about 50% after the ban. In Jamaica and Ireland, you've seen between 8- and 10-fold increases in
Dr. Lott, we're up against the break. Hold that thought. We'll let you finish on the other side. We're talking with Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com. A leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. Utopiasilver.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. We'll get back to the phone calls in just a few minutes. Lynn, you're up next, but first, we're talking with Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Sorry we're up against the break. I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your comments.
Sure. No, thanks. Look, everybody understands why there's a desire to go and ban guns. I mean, people see something bad that happens, and their immediate reaction is, if I simply ban guns, bad things won't happen. The problem is it doesn't work very well. In fact, the opposite happens when you ban guns and you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals. you actually make it easier for criminals to go and commit crimes rather than harder. And that's the reason why you see every time, every single time, you think just random, you'd have one or two times where murder rates fell. But yet every single time that guns have been banned, you see an increase in murder rates.
Well, let's hit the phones. Lynn in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Mr. Lott, I read your book over Thanksgiving. It's a great book, and I especially appreciated your really detailed response to the criticism that the book got from the left and a little bit from the right, as I recall. The question I have is, the Australian example has really been used by both sides of the gun control issue. Could you elaborate on Australia and the results since they had, of course, many of these terrible murder events go on in the early 90s, late 80s, and then what's happened in Australia? Can you update us on that, please?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, you're right. There's a lot of misinformation on both sides about Australia. The big thing that happened in Australia in 96 and 97 was they had a gun buyback, which reduced the number of legally owned guns in the country by about a third, which is a big drop. What's normally never discussed, though, is that people were allowed to go and buy guns again after the buyback. The rules that they had didn't really ban guns. They had some licensing and other regulations that were there. But the thing is, after that big drop, the people have gone out and bought guns at such a rate that they're almost exactly at the same gun ownership rate per capita as they were before the buyback. Well, if the claims about for gun control advocates were correct, what you should see, for example, would be a big sudden drop in murders from the buyback and then a gradual increase in the rate over time. But you don't observe that. You don't observe that for robberies or murders. Murders are basically flat for about 9 years after the buyback, and then they've started to fall a little bit. Armed robberies actually shot up by about a third right after the buyback, and now they've come back down, though they're back at exactly the same rate as they were prior to the buyback. Now, one thing that's gotten a lot of attention with regard to Australia are firearm suicides. Former Prime Minister Howard's written an op-ed in the New York Times at the beginning of the year about this. And it is true that since the buyback, firearm homicides have fallen, but they were falling at almost the exact same rate for a decade and a half prior to the buyback. And you should have seen if this made a difference. You should have seen a sudden sharp drop and then an increase. And in fact, it's been kind of a steady, slow decline before and after. Not the pattern that you would expect. And finally, firearm suicides have been falling over the period of time also. And it's not really clear what the gun buyback would have had to do with the drop in non-firearm suicides. And they've fallen by virtually exactly the same drop as firearm suicide. So to me, I look at it and I see that there's something else that's going on with regard to suicides that doesn't have anything to do with guns, but both firearm and non-firearm suicides are falling exactly the same. So I don't
appreciate the call. Len, we're going to get one other one in here before we let you go.
Banning guns, absolutely ridiculous. Let's ban cars because we know it's not the driver behind the wheel. It's the car itself. Let's ban knives because it's not the person behind the knife. It's the knife. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Right. That's the view from the Northern Plains, but it's certainly not the view in the halls of the Washington D.C. Is it?
Right. No. Look. If I have a suggestion, I mean, I understand the point that the caller's making. If it were me, I would phrase it differently. And what I would say is, look, guns make it easier for people to do bad things. They make it easier for people to kill people. And I think it's important to acknowledge that. It's easier to kill somebody with a gun than it is with a knife. But on the other hand, it's also easier for people to defend themselves and stop crime with a gun than it is with a knife. And, a woman having a baseball bat or what have you against a much stronger, larger man is at a real disadvantage. In fact, if my research convinces me of anything, it's basically people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly, who benefit the most from having a gun precisely because of strength differentials that exist there. And so, look, you know, we live in a society where there are lots and lots of good people. There's a very small percentage of bad people that are there. And, you know, to be able to allow victims, and I'll say one other thing, I think police are the most important factor for reducing crime, but they can't be there all the time. And to allow...
Absolutely. Dr. Lott, we're out of time. We appreciate your insight and analysis. More Guns, Less Crime is the book. And by the way, Congress will vote this week on whether or not to extend the federal ban on plastic guns, so we'll be watching that one closely as well. Thanks for all the calls. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Innan. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.